When Rob Farmer, Sitka Public Library's previous director, moved away at the beginning of the summer, he shared his job description with thousands and thousands of librarians via Facebook.
I posted it onto the library think tank on Facebook, 27,000 people, most of whom I've not met, with five random pictures from my phone. This job is open. Here are the kind of views that await you. Apply.
And that's just where Sitka's new library director, Andrew Murphy, found it.
Rob had previously posted some photos on that same page, so that really caught my attention because it's so stunningly beautiful here.
Murphy moved to Sitka from Austin, Texas, where he spent the last 5 years studying and working as a librarian. But before that, he made a living in the music industry. As a young college student in Denver, Colorado, he even created his own record label devoted to music from Denver.
But I was always very interested and active in the local music scene. The first album I released was by an instrumental surf band, and then the next record was by a hardcore punk band, and then the next one was by a folk artist.
That's an eclectic mix of genres, but Murphy says the small music scene in Denver in the 80s and 90s had a familial vibe.
That was one of the things that really drew me to it initially, was that I would go to a concert and it would be three local bands that sound completely different, but they're all friends.
When he was 23, he moved to San Francisco and worked for a record distributor there, running his Denver record label from 1,200 miles away. But after 9 years, he realized that a career in the music industry wasn't for him.
I felt much more drawn to doing public servant work rather than working for a company that was motivated by profit. It's nice that the library is for everybody and everything's free.
And it doesn't hurt that Murphy is somewhat of a legacy librarian.
My great-grandmother was the city librarian in Worthington, Minnesota for many years, including throughout the Depression, because the newspaper of that town at the time did an article about her. And it was essentially highlighting the library's value during the Great Depression and how circulation of books had increased, but also it provided all sorts of information to people, including just, you know, even back then, directing people towards jobs, which is a current service libraries still continue.
And when he began working as a librarian, Murphy saw firsthand the added support libraries give to those who are struggling.
In Austin, I was pretty involved with the community of people that are experiencing homelessness. And basically, any issue or service that is not provided by a city, the library ends up taking on that role.
Murphy prioritized providing more services and activities. He started a monthly poetry program using the skills he learned in the music industry to expand the program into both a podcast series and several volumes of books. And as with his record label, he published works from a range of writers, from patrons experiencing homelessness to children and master's candidates.
It really created a bigger sense of community. It kind of was a way for everybody to feel part of something bigger than just a monthly event at the library.
Now, Murphy is trying to get a sense of the community and the history here in Sitka.
Well, I just read a book on the history of the Kettleson Memorial Library, so that was a good book for me to read. Mm-hmm. And I found that very impressive that so much history was known about the history of the library here. So I'm happy to be part of that history now.
And as for the spectacular views Rob Farmer described in his Facebook post, unfortunately, Murphy hasn't seen a whale from the library windows yet. Here,
but I look forward to that, and I hope it's not a busy moment, because it's certainly going to distract me.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.